The state of Nevada held a primary election yesterday that could set a standard for other states when it comes to using new touchscreen voting equipment. That equipment has been criticized for not giving voters a way to verify that their votes have been accurately recorded, so Nevada installed paper ballot backups on its touchscreen machines. It is the first state to do so, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Just to set the record straight, not every Nevada voter used a machine with a paper ballot backup, but most did, and that was enough to attract national attention. DeForest Buster Sorries, chairman of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, came here to observe. He greeted workers at a polling site in the town of Minden in Douglas County.
From Washington.
We're glad to have you voted.
Washington, D.C. They came to see our new plan.
His commission is trying to set some national standards for voting equipment. There's been a lot of confusion since the 2000 elections on which methods to use. What Sorries and other officials heard yesterday is that in Nevada, at least, the new touchscreen machines with the paper ballot backups appeared to work well.
It's been going great.
Oh, they are. No problem.
Wonderful. Very, very
few. A couple,
few.
You know, a little confusion, but I mean, it's so fast, so easy.
The poll worker said the biggest problem was that many people thought they'd get to keep the ballot, like a receipt at the ATM.
The only thing is they say, wasn't I supposed to get a paper printout? And say, no, you get your receipt here.
You see it, but you don't take it.
Yeah.
Instead, voters just got to view the paper through a piece of plexiglass to verify that the choices they made on the touchscreen were those recorded. The counties will keep the paper ballots in case there's a dispute over the results. Nevada's Secretary of State, Dean Heller, said he decided to spend more than $9 million on the new machines manufactured by Sequoia Voting Systems because of pressure from voters worried about the accuracy of computerized voting.
Voter confidence is what my job is all about. And a voter feels more confident because they can verify their vote, and that verified vote can be used to audit the accuracy of the machines, then I've done my job.
But Heller says he's gotten a lot of grief from some election officials who think touchscreen equipment is already reliable and that a paper ballot backup is unnecessary, especially at $500 for each machine.
In fact, we've received phone calls in our office, not necessarily from secretaries of state specifically, but from other states hoping that we fail in this process because they don't want to add these printers to the machines, which just baffles me.
But a lot of election officials are worried about things like paper jams and lost ballots, and they say it's not clear what happens in a recount if the electronic tally and the paper one don't match. Some of the initial resistance to Heller's plan came from election officials in his own state who worried about how the new equipment would work. Alan Glover is the clerk recorder for Carson City. He said voters there used punch card machines for 40 years with little problem. But he was very pleased with how smoothly things went yesterday, even though he doesn't really think the paper ballot is needed.
I still have mixed emotions about it because the count is exactly the same. It cannot be any different. And for the cost of spending, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide to buy them, I think Congress and state legislatures are really going to have to look at that issue on whether they think, you know, if they have higher priorities for their tax dollars or not. But I'm pleased with them. They've worked real well for us, and, you know, I'm glad we have them.
Of course, as luck would have it, the one paper jam in Carson City came just as DeForest Sorries and other out-of-state observers were walking by. But for the most part, voters here were thrilled with the convenience of touchscreen voting. Outside in the parking lot, where one impatient dog awaited its owner's return, Karen Gibson said she was reassured by the paper ballot.
I work with a computer a lot, and it's... when you have something on a screen, it's easy to miss. But when I saw the receipt itself and verified it, I thought that was a really good idea. It's another way to verify.
Peter Smith also found the voting easy, but wasn't as convinced the paper was that meaningful.
It made me feel better. You know, I hope it makes some difference. I mean, I don't know. You just sort of have to trust these things.
And voter trust is what election officials say it's all about. They now have to determine if winning that trust requires the kinds of steps taken by the state of Nevada. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Reno.